Mother of the Greenhouse Effect by Vanessa Wright, oil on canvas, 100 centimetres wide by 140 centimetres high by 3.5 centimetres deep. This large portrait-oriented oil painting depicts a scientist standing at a desk against a blue background. The background consists of a large outer rectangle where the bright sky blue fades to darker blue from left to right. This is directly against an inner rectangle where the same dark to light ombre goes from right to left. Within this inner rectangle, scientist Eunice Newton Foote stands behind a wooden desk. The desk comes up to above her knees with four tapered, hand-carved wooden legs. Upon the desk are two tall glass bell jars, each with tall sides and topped with a circular glass knob, which each contain a long thermometer with a strip of red mercury in its centre and numbers along the sides. One bell jar has a paper label with cursive writing which reads air, the other reads CO2. Between them is an open book laid facing up. Behind the desk, facing us, is a tall, pale-skinned woman in a long black skirt with a white high-collared blouse, her hands clasped together in front of her. Her blonde hair is pulled back in looping braids. She looks straight out at the viewer with a neutral but confident expression. While the subject of this painting is lit from the front, there are also hints of a deep red glow off to the right, lighting up the edges of the right glass container and Eunice Newton Foote's side. Vanessa Wright, the painter, writes, "In 1856, Eunice Newton Foote published Circumstances Affecting the Heat of the Sun's Rays, showing that CO2 and moist air absorbed more heat than dry or common air. This portrait imagines Eunice with her experiment. Behind her, Ed Hawkins' Warming Stripes provide a graphic representation of temperatures in her lifetime, while a red-hot glow to her right hints at the future she foresaw, a warning still ignored." The next artwork is to the left, on the next long wall of the gallery.